You're listening to SBS News.
Just days before the United Nations Climate Conference, COP25, was due to start in Madrid, scientists were warning countries that they need to make steep cuts to their greenhouse gas emissions immediately. If they miss the targets they've already agreed for limiting global warming, the world faces potentially dire consequences. Among the first victims of rising ocean temperatures are the world's coral reefs, such as Australia's Great Barrier Reef. The president of the Seychelles, Danny Faure, took a trip on a submersible more than 100 metres below the surface to view how rising temperatures have affected the coral reefs, which form his island nation and provide much of its income through tourism. From beneath the waves, he told the international community more needed to be done.
The deep ocean is the beating heart of the planet. Yet, we have better maps of planet Mars than we do of the ocean floor.
Off Australia, scientists are examining so-called super corals that survived damage from back-to-back cyclones and global bleaching to discover if they could help protect the Great Barrier Reef. Coral is sensitive to warmer water, and two recent mass bleaching events devastated the Great Barrier Reef and the animals that depend upon it. Coral biologist Professor Dave Sluggard is part of the team working to maintain the viability of the reef.
Back-to-back bleaching and catastrophic mortality has meant we've lost 50% of all corals on the Great Barrier Reef in 2 years. And this has meant we've needed entirely new ways to think about how can we fast-track both resilience and recovery.
From some of the world's warmest places to one of its coldest, the effects of climate change are unmistakable. Greenland's ice sheet is melting 6 times faster than it was 20 years ago, and this summer has experienced 2 of the biggest melts on record since 2012. It's down to global warming, but NASA scientists are trying to get to the bottom of exactly what's causing it. It's year 4 of a 5-year mission, and lead scientist on the project, Josh Willis, says their research is vital to the future of the planet.
We're literally watching the Greenland ice sheet disappear right before our very eyes. And this is having an impact all around the planet. We all share one ocean. So 1 billion tons of ice lost here raises sea levels all across the world by a measurable amount. This is happening today, and the question is, how fast is it going to happen in the future? If it happens at a rate where we're looking at many feet of sea level rise in the next 50 or 100 years, then it's going to have a huge impact for cities all across the planet.
The United Nations has warned in recent days that greenhouse gas emissions are not shrinking. Petteri Talas is the Secretary General of the World Meteorological Organization.
We have again broken records in carbon dioxide concentrations, and we have already exceeded 400 ppm level, which was regarded as a critical level. That happened already 2 years ago, and this growth of carbon dioxide concentration continues, and last year's increase was about the same as we have been observing during the past 10 years.
Leading UN scientists say the world must more than halve greenhouse gas emissions in the next 10 years by some 30 billion tonnes to try to limit average global temperature rise to 1.5 degrees Celsius. The lead author of the UN Environment Programme's Emissions Gap report, John Christensen, explains why efforts made by OECD countries haven't done much to help.
It's coming because economic growth, especially in developing countries, is really high. And while the OECD countries don't really add to the CO2, they don't really come down a lot either. But the main growth is in developing countries due to economic growth and still relatively high energy and carbon intensity in the energy systems.
The COP25 meeting has been moved from Chile to Spain due to anti-government protests that have led to at least 26 deaths and nearly 4,000 people injured in Chile. The summit aims to persuade countries to lay the rules to reach the agreed goal of limiting global warming under the 2015 Paris Agreement. Chile's environment minister and the chairwoman of the summit, Carolina Schmidt, says failure is not an option.
It is the people, the young people in the street who have been inspired by science, who are dictating the rhythm of the new agenda. We cannot fail. We cannot let down our children and grandchildren. We cannot fail the trust that people have in their institutions in solving and facing up to the challenges of the collective problems that we have before us. We are challenged as a society. This challenge is economical and against our civilization. It forces us to change, cooperate and act together efficiently. We cannot lose this moment.
COP25 runs until December 13th. Alan Lee, SBS News.
Thank you.